Recording 1.4.
Well, my favourite saying is, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. It's probably not very exciting for British people, but for me as a non-native speaker, I thought it was really, really nice. It basically means that you can't always plan ahead and you can't control everything. Well, to put it simply, you can't really worry about things that are way in the future. The first time I heard it was from my then boyfriend, Ben. And nothing has influenced my life more than that saying, actually. Well, Ben and I are now married, so I reckon it worked out all right.
My favourite expression is you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, which kind of basically means that the less money you pay, the worse the service. It's an expression I've always wanted to tell my boss, but never really had the courage to do that.
One of my favourite sayings is, if you fly with the crows, you'll get shot with the crows. I can remember my grandmother saying it to me when I was growing up in Scotland. And what it means is that if you hang about with the wrong crowd, and what she was saying to me is at school, with people who behave badly, you'd get punished with them, even if you were wrong. I've not heard the expression in years, but recently I've heard it quite a lot in the news and political contexts.
Well, my favourite saying is something I picked up from my mum, and I use it because I'm not a very practical person. The saying is, why have a dog and bark yourself? And this basically means there's no need to bother doing something difficult if someone around you can do it better than you. So, for example, my boyfriend's a fantastic cook, and when people say to me, do you cook? I can say, why have a dog and bark yourself? Because there's really no need for me to bother.
Well, I grew up in a horsey family, and everyone in my family rode horses, except for me. And as a result of that, I picked up quite a few expressions involving horses. One of my favourites is horses for courses. Basically, different horses are involved in different kinds of races, and the horses are suited to its particular course. So, in real life, every person is suited to a particular job, every machine to a particular job, and horses for courses basically sums up that connection between the thing and the job it should do.